Thanksgiving just last week and those feelings of gratitude still fresh in your mind? You're about to witness the single most impactful guitar story that will open up an entire world of possibility for your guitar journey. Warning, today's episode will change the meaning and purpose of your guitar journey for the better. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode 163. This show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek list and hearing success stories from your fellow guitar geeks. In fact, this week you'll be meeting TAC member Mike G, whose consistent practice routine has acted as somewhat of an anchor through a pretty chaotic year. Not only are you going to meet Mike G, you're also going to get the headlines from around the acoustic guitar industry, but we're going to kick things off with a story that's going to change your life. Yes, indeed, this story not only changed the lives of the people in it, it's going to change yours as well. Now, before I dig into the actual meat of the story, I want to make sure you understand each of the characters involved in the story. So let me introduce you to these four fine folks. Starting off first with my friend Jeremy Shepherd. You may know him as Jeremy the Guitar Hunter, and yes, he has a YouTube channel where he literally hunts guitars. It's the coolest thing, and he finds some pretty interesting instruments, I gotta tell you that. In fact, this story is no exception. Now, for this story, Jeremy will start out playing the role of the liar, but later his character will take a turn for the better. Here's Jeremy if you don't know him.
So a guitar showed up yesterday on Facebook. The 67 Martin D28. So the kid who's selling it is 14. The guitar belonged to his grandpa. So he's asking 4,500.
Okay, so y'all were at 45. My first number is 3,500, and I got 3,500 in my pocket. My second number is 3,750.
You will give 3,750.
I got 3,750 today.
I'm gonna sell it to you.
All right. So here it is. I got it last night. I played it on my front porch. Sounds wonderful. I've been lying to a 14-year-old for about 8 weeks, and today is the day that I tell the truth.
Yes, that is Jeremy. A key thing to know about Jeremy for this story is that he purchased a 1967 D28 from the original owner. A pretty stellar guitar with a pretty stellar story that you're going to hear about here in just a little bit. But let's move on to the next character in our story, and that is Joshua. One key thing to know about Joshua is that, well, Joshua loves bluegrass. He actually has a YouTube channel called Joshua Loves Bluegrass, where he plays and sings and talks about all things, well, bluegrass related.
But if for some reason you don't know who Jeremy Shepherd is, he's the one that bought my granddad's 1967 D28.
Joshua desperately wanted a Martin HD35. In fact, it was a guitar that was on his dream list, and that's how Jeremy met Joshua. Let's get to know more about Joshua and why he wanted this Martin HD35.
See, I'm hoping to get me a D35. My pastor's got one. It's set up, I guess the way it's set up, it's different. And I looked at all the other D35s, it don't sound like none of them. It sounds 100 times better. It might, I think it is an HD.
If it has
the braces are shifted. I don't know if they shift the D30.
They're scalloped.
Next, you need to meet Raymond. Raymond is Joshua's grandfather, a bluegrass picker, and the original owner of that 67 D28. Now, Raymond is selling this guitar to help finance the purchase of that new Martin HD35 for Joshua. A pretty noble move, if I do say so myself, but that's just simply a paraphrasing of the story. Here's the story in Raymond's words.
So why are you selling it?
Well, it's worth too much. I got three grandsons that play. I can't will it to all of them. I'm 71 years old.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that makes sense.
You know, that's mainly because of the reason I'm selling it to China. He's playing good enough. He needs something.
Yeah.
Something good. Something he can hold on to.
To make the story complete, you need to meet one final character, and that is Michael. Michael is a guitar geek just like you, and Michael has fine taste in vintage instruments. In fact, when Jeremy originally purchased the guitar from Raymond, Michael then actually bought it from Jeremy, because Jeremy had to sell it, unfortunately. But it went to a good home with Michael. In fact, here's the transaction.
Okay. I'm selling my 67 D28 today. I'm Jeremy the guitar hunter. I'm not Jeremy the guitar collector.
I felt a need to protect the guitar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. Here, let me just give this to you.
Okay, now you've met all the characters in the story. You've got Jeremy, Joshua, Raymond, and Mike. And each play a very pivotal role. In fact, each can teach us a pretty amazing lesson. Initially, when I introduced you to Jeremy, I maybe painted him as a wheeler and a dealer, and he's far from that. In fact, Jeremy started this entire Guitar Geek domino effect. And as I mentioned, each of these characters has a little bit of a lesson that they can teach us. You've got Jeremy, who ends up being the uniter. You've got Joshua, who's the musical enthusiast on a mission. You've got Raymond, who's the enthusiasm recognizer, and he's willing to step up to the plate to see fellow guitar geeks flourish. And you've got Mike, who's a guitar gratitude ninja and an overall steward of the ethos of the guitar geek. Now, here's how the story played out. I'm going to give you a condensed version, and then I'm going to show you something that's pretty incredible.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think you should sell it.
I'm going to sell it to you.
Hoping to get me a D35.
I'm selling my 67 D28 today.
Yeah, I love it. Here, let me just give this to you. Man, I'm all excited about this. I sent this off to Judge Wolf over in Kentucky, one of the best luthiers in the country. So yeah, it cleaned up real good, and I'm excited to meet Joshua and Mr. Raymond. Yeah. I wanted to see what he thought about the fixes that I've had on it and see what he thinks about how it plays now.
Oh, cool, you guys want to play some guitars?
Yeah.
Oh, darling, don't cry.
What guitar you bring?
I might have the best guitar here.
What is that?
Check this out.
Never seen it before, have you, Granddad?
How did you find that,
Now, as the story currently lies, Mike is the owner of that 1967 D28 until this happened. Check this out.
You miss it, Granddad?
It looks like my old guitar.
See if it is. I don't know. Did you have one?
I used to have one. Well, I thought that case looked familiar. Boy, it's all... Looks like brand new. I tell you, I recognize that guitar. You wouldn't believe where all that guitar's been.
I think it's a great guitar. That's why I asked Jeremy. I wanted to... If I had the opportunity to come down and meet the guy behind the guitar, I wanted to do that and meet you. Yeah, it's such a special guitar. You know, I'm watching your videos. I love you guys singing. And here this is. Guitar sitting in the case, sitting right next to me, and it didn't feel right. You've got some playing days ahead of you still. You enjoy it, and when you retire from playing, give me a call back, and we'll figure something out then, you know. But I think it deserves to be right there.
I really appreciate it.
You are quite welcome, Mr. Raymond.
I really appreciate that. Yeah.
You're quite welcome.
Pretty amazing stuff here, right? I mean, this is incredible. Now, I'm not just talking about the act of Mike giving the guitar back to Raymond. What he had to say to Raymond and Joshua was one of the most guitar geek, heartwarming things I've ever listened to in my life. In fact, I'm going to kick it over to Mike, who's going to read a card that he wrote for Raymond and Joshua, as a matter of fact, as he gave the guitar back to the family. Grab a Kleenex because I challenge you to not cry through this. Good luck.
Mr. Raymond.
That's me.
I'm proud and feel very fortunate to own your 1967 D28, purchased 53 years ago upon you leaving high school. I will forever remember the pride beaming from you when recounting how you paid $20 a month until the $400 cost was paid in full while earning just $1.40 an hour. My sole intent on purchasing this guitar was to protect it and forever make it available to you and your family if ever you wanted to call it back home. You have my word that I will always honor this, and my family knows my wishes as well. It's obvious this guitar means a great deal to you and your family, evident in Jeremy's video. When Joshua finished the lick on the guitar, you commented with much pride and through the brightest of smiles, he's my bluegrass picker. I can only imagine the joy, friendship, and love this guitar has provided and been witness to, and can assure you it's details like these that won't be lost on me. It's certainly a beautiful guitar, and every time I pick it up, look at it, or even think about it, I can feel there's a piece of your soul that will forever remain in it. I also thank you for reminding us all what great men do. The selfless act of you selling your guitar so your grandchildren can experience the lifetime of love a guitar of your own can bring was touching to witness. It's precisely little lessons like these that are noticed that makes all of us just a little bit better. It's because of all these things that make this guitar truly special, I'd like to now ask a favor of you. With many great playing days ahead of you, I can't imagine a better place for this guitar to be than in your hands. I'd like for you to welcome this guitar back into your home and cherish it as if it were still yours until you retire from playing. The guitar will mean much more to me knowing the two of you didn't part ways one day too soon. With much respect, your new friend, me.
I'll give you a second to collect yourself, because I know I certainly needed one after I saw that for the first time. Now, before, I mentioned that this was a heartwarming Guitar Geek moment, but I want to elevate that pretty significantly. I want to change this to one of the most selfless human moments I've ever witnessed. And I'm so glad that I had the chance to see it, and I'm so glad that you are having the chance to see it now, because there's so much we can learn from things like this. In fact, since this show, the Acoustic Tuesday show, is dedicated to your guitar journey, let's go ahead and pull a nice little morsel of a teaching moment out of this, because I want to focus on guitar gratitude right now. It is the single most important thing you can do for your guitar journey to elevate your fun. In fact, it can elevate your focus and hence elevate your progress, but also have a huge impact on your fulfillment with the instrument. Every time you sit down to play, every day you sit down with a guitar, I just want you to think of one thing that you're grateful for. Maybe it's somebody that you met because of the guitar. Maybe it's the fact that you can physically play today. That's something to be grateful about. Maybe it's something like, gosh, you know, the guitar seems to always be there during my down moments. That's a major piece of guitar gratitude for me. And sharing this gratitude, feeling this gratitude first off, is so important because it changes your whole mindset around the guitar, why you play, how you play, what it means to you. But sharing it has a profound effect, again, on the way that you experience fun when you play the guitar, on the way that you experience fulfillment, focus, and progress. In fact, this brings me to something I want to ask of you. I want you to share your guitar gratitude. I want you to please visit guitargratitude.com. And there you can submit a video that's 1 minute or less expressing thanks for something in your life that has been brought to your life simply because of the guitar. Again, maybe it's something as simple as, you know what, I got up and I was able to play today, and I'm grateful for that. Please share that at guitargratitude.com. Or maybe you met your best friend in the whole world because of a jam you went to and you started talking about guitar. Go to guitargratitude.com and share that. However big your gratitude is, however small your gratitude is, please share it. I'd like to make it a tradition on the Acoustic Tuesday show to take a step back, look at our guitar journeys, and feel grateful for the fact that we get to embrace this amazing instrument on a daily basis. And being a guitar geek, you're amongst the ranks of some of the most amazing people in the world. And just that in and of itself is reason enough to feel grateful. So again, go to guitargratitude.com and share your gratitude with all of us guitar geeks. In fact, if you're looking for a little motivation or how it looks, well, let's look at some guitar gratitude videos right now.
Hi, Tony. This is Rick Merkison coming to you from down in Lower Alabama. I'd like to share a guitar gratitude story with you. Several years ago, as my mother was into her 80s, she got dementia pretty bad. And she would get to the point where she would say, I don't know who I am or what I am or where I am or why I am. And she was very worried about losing herself. Well, if I would break out the guitar and start singing some of the old family songs that had come down for generations from England and Scotland, and some Sunday school songs and some ditties she taught us when we were kids, or even some Hank Williams, she would sing along and remember every word and the tune. And you could see the worry just falling off of her and the joy welling up in her. And that's my guitar gratitude story.
Hey, Tony. I just wanted to let you know why I'm grateful for my guitars. Mostly it's this guitar right here, which actually belongs to my wife. I got it for her for Christmas a few years ago. And she and I get to bond together and play guitar together. She's been a songwriter, and she always wanted to play, but she never let me know. So, you know, we get to play with other people too and friends, and it's just wonderful. But Linda and David from Connecticut get to play our guitars with a lot of other people and with each other, and I'm very, very grateful for that bond. Thanks, Tony.
I just got done setting up my guitar to take the picture for the Guitarsonal shot, and in the process of, you know, pulling all of those old friends out of their cases and getting them set up, I remembered Tony's asking for people to talk about guitar gratitude, and I am grateful for every one of those old friends from the 1962 Martin D18 that I bought in 1965 and been playing ever since, to the reverse tension guitar that I bought from a luthier in Florida when I was down there visiting my mom in hospice, and I would take that guitar in and play for her in the final days of her life, to the latest acquisition, which is this one, which is the Taylor 914 CEV class. I had gone into a guitar shop to pick up a strap lock, and they didn't have the one I wanted, so I looked around and ended up falling in love and walking out with this guitar. That was 2 days before they shut the country down because of the COVID, so I was able to shelter in place and get to know this new friend. And for that and for all of these other guitars and other strings, I'm very grateful.
Now I want you to meet a fellow Guitar Geek Attack member named Mike G. This is Mike G, and 2020 has been a crazy year. I think we all can attest to that. But Mike G has been hanging on to his practice routine, and that is what has been helping him get through this absolutely chaotic year. Now, get this. Mike is retired, but he's finding himself a little bit busier than he ever dreamed he would during retirement. In fact, he just recently made a post in the forum about his guitar routine, and here's what he had to say. Life never ceases to amaze me. I am reminded of the saying, the only constant in life is change. I always thought that was pretty funny. Here I am retired and on Medicare, yet I find myself so busy that I have had to work some Saturdays, and now I'm going to work today, Sunday. In spite of this, I am solidly rooted in my guitar routine. I have been playing slash practicing my guitar just about every day for well over a year, and a very crazy year at that. That is the longest consistent guitar routine I've had since I first started playing guitar. In fact, not just the longest consistent run, but by far and away the most focused and productive practice I've ever been engaged in. My guitar journey has really blossomed. I have said before that I played guitar to accompany my singing. Nowadays, I mostly just play without singing or even playing a song. I just play. I make beautiful noise effortlessly. What's wonderful is to recognize that I will get better, but I don't need to. I am enjoying my guitar routine now, and I will continue to enjoy it. Getting better is simply a bonus. And this is just this morning's wonder and awe at the fact that I am sitting down to play my guitar before I head off to work. I'm so busy, but I'm not wound around my own axle because I have this guitar routine. Somehow, being engaged in music helps me be okay with the world, no matter how crazy it is. And then there's the fact that I have this community of like-minded people that I can say this to. Thank you, TAC community. I am grateful for the gift of music. I want to thank Mike for sharing his story, underscoring that your progress on the guitar, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. Case in point with Mike's story, he had a solid guitar routine. And even though he was busy with work, even though 2020 threw him curveball after curveball, he played guitar nearly every day and he's reaping the benefits. So if you take the time to invest in your guitar routine, it really does pay off big time, as Mike can certainly attest to. Let's dig into some solid industry headlines. The first one comes from Fender. They just released a new acoustic guitar pedal to add to their lineup. Well, I guess their lineup consisted of only one acoustic guitar pedal previously. And if you haven't heard of it, it's pretty darn cool as well. So let's start there. The pedal that they introduced some months ago is called the Smolder Acoustic Overdrive. And yes, it adds overdrive to your acoustic guitar signal. Pretty darn cool. Let's check it out. Thank you. Okay, so as I said, that pedal was released some time ago. Now, just in the last couple weeks, they released a new reverb pedal specifically designed for the acoustic guitar. It's called the Preverb pedal. It functions as a preamp and a reverb. It sounds pretty darn tasty. I haven't had a chance to get my hands on one yet, but judging by the sound clips, it sounds really, really good. Let's give it a quick listen. Got a few more pieces of news for you and things you should check out. In fact, there are three new albums that are coming out that you need to know about. And I'm actually going to weave a little bit of a thread through these next couple items. They're all connected in one way or another. Check this out. First up on my list is something from Otis Gibbs. That name might ring a bell because I've featured him before on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Both his music, great singer-songwriter, awesome singer, and his podcast entitled Thanks for Giving a Damn. Now, I just found his YouTube channel, and that really completes the trifecta of Otis Gibbs, in my opinion. Now, his YouTube channel contains this new series. I don't actually know how new it is, but it's pretty darn cool. It's a series of stories about acclaimed and infamous singer-songwriters. I mean, we're talking Townes Van Zandt, Blaze Foley, the list goes on and on and on. Now, Otis has this knack for pulling stories out of people. And it's a beautiful thing because he's talking to people that knew or associated with these amazing singer-songwriters, and he's getting some incredible kind of behind-the-scenes stories. Now, he issues these on his YouTube channel, and they are well worth your time. In fact, let's listen to a clip of one, a story about Townes Van Zandt.
This is part of an interview that I did back in 2014 with John Lomax III. What he talked about in this particular interview was the time that he spent managing Townes Van Zandt.
But the old quarter also was where I saw Townes sit in with the Allman Brothers. And that was one of the highlights of my life, to hear him with that full band going in a room about this size.
Well, whose songs were they playing?
I remember, the only one I remember was Stormy Monday.
Some great stuff from Otis Gibbs, and I really want to encourage you to check out his YouTube channel, subscribe, and really sink into some of those stories. There's some absolute, just kind of inspirational and mythical gold there, if you will. All right, the next thing that I want to share with you is also on YouTube, and it also involves a pretty acclaimed singer-songwriter by the name of Steve Earle. Now, I may have mentioned this in the past, but I really want to bring some focus to this because he's doing a series on YouTube called Steve Earle's Guitar Town. It's kind of a double innuendo, if you will. He's got the album Guitar Town, but this is a series where he's going through his own personal guitarsenal and talking about the amazing instruments that he owns, the majority of which are vintage. In fact, let's look at a clip right now where he talks about a 1928 National Tricone. Check this out.
The cover of Johnny Winter's first record, not the first Columbia record, but his first record, which was on Imperial Records, was called The Progressive Blues Experiment. And it's a picture of him, he's kind of Beatles kind of haircut at that point, looking at his reflection in the back of one of these. And you don't see nothing but reflection in these things when you're looking at one this kind of light. They're great for slide, and that's what he used it for. This one's tuned MD. I don't really play slide, but I'm just...
Now, there's a whole list of those on his YouTube channel, so make sure to check out Steve Earle's YouTube channel. And like I said, the lion's share of what he shares is vintage instruments, our vintage instruments, really some incredible stuff. And he also throws in some awesome factoids as well, not to mention you get to hear Steve Earle playing those instruments. Speaking of Steve Earle playing instruments, that brings me to the next piece of news, and it has to do with a new album that Steve Earle is issuing in honor of his late son. The album will be entitled JT, and check this out. I'm going to just read this verbatim off of the post from YouTube, which described what's going to happen on this album. On the forthcoming album, JT, Steve Earle and the Dukes pay tribute to Steve's late son, Justin Townes Earle, who passed away on August 20th, 2020 in Nashville. The album will be released digitally on what would have been Justin's 39th birthday, which is January 4th, 2021, via New West Records. Physical copies will also be available on March 19th. Now, check this out. You can actually place your pre-order now. In fact, just to give you a little bit of a taste of what's going to be on this album, I want to share with you one of the songs that they recorded already, but let me just throw another little caveat about this album, because this album not only really shows, it's a great way for Steve Earle to honor his late son and really celebrate Justin Towne's life, but it also, to me, kind of underscores the healing power of music. And we talked about that just a couple episodes ago when we were listening to Eric Clapton talk about how healing music can be. And I think this is a huge step in that direction. Now, 100%, I'm going to read this again off of the YouTube description. 100% of the artist advances and royalties from the album JT will be donated to a trust for Etta St. James Earle, the 3-year-old daughter of Justin and Jen Earle. While somber in parts, the album is ultimately a rousing celebration of a life lived with passion and purpose. Now, with all that set up, let's listen to a quick cut of one of the tracks that they actually recorded already, Harlem River Blues. But I'm going up town to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over. I'm gonna make a sound. Next up, we've got a new album from Antoine Dufour that will be released in physical form December 4th, 2020. Digital copies are already available. The new album from Antoine will be entitled Reflect. In fact, he made a little bit of a promo about this new album, and here it is.
Hey, great news. I'm back with a new record this December. It's called Reflect, a 12-song album, as it is a reflection on my past work at the present time. It includes singles I released over the past few years, as well as revisited versions of some old tunes of mine, a few collaborations with great musicians including Don Ross, and some experimental re-recording of a couple pieces with different approach. It is now your chance to pre-order my new music, and also a one-time only chance to get my entire catalog on CD. Those titles won't be reprinted after this, so this is the last chance you have to get all of my collection on CD quality format.
Really excited to see a new release from Antoine. And as he mentioned in that promo, if you're a fan of physical music, make sure to check out his website, because he's bundling together a lot of physical copies, a lot of final pressings of his music, meaning once they're gone and they won't be available again. So if you're an Antoine fan, check out his website, see if any of those bundles are left. I'm not entirely sure there are any left at the moment, but it would be worth a check, as I mentioned, if you're an Antoine fan. Now, that is the second of three new albums that I'm telling you about today. And before I reveal the third one, let's review the two thus far. We've got Steve Earle's JT, we've got Antoine Dufour's Reflect, and then the third album I need to tell you about is coming out January 29th, 2021, and it's from Yasmin Williams, entitled Urban Driftwood. Yasmin is one of my favorite performers, one of my favorite artists by far. She's a wizard. She's a wizard of strings. You know, she plays the guitar. One hand does one thing. Another hand does another thing. Her feet are involved in the percussive elements. Her compositions are just otherworldly. She makes music that literally transports you to another dimension. And I am so excited for this release. As I mentioned, it's entitled Urban Driftwood. It will be released on January 29th, 2021. If you're not familiar with Yasmin's work, you absolutely must hear it, but you don't have to go anywhere, because we're going to listen to a little chunk of a song she wrote called Gitka right now. I should mention that you can pre-order Yasmin Williams' new album, Urban Driftwood. Just go to her website. Once you're there, you'll see a Bandcamp link. Click on that, and that'll take you to her Bandcamp page where you can place a pre-order for that new album. Again, that comes out January 29th, 2021. It might make a great holiday gift. You could like put a little picture of it in a card, give it to your guitar geek buddy, buy it for yourself, and then when it shows up after January 29th, you could be like, oh yeah, I remember when I pre-ordered that. I do that all the time. In fact, one quick trip to the mailbag. Some of my pre-orders have come in, and the first one that come in, the first one that came in is Khaki King's Modern Yesterdays. I've been really digging on this album. It's super vibey. I love it. And then the next album, literally fresh from the mailbox, not even out of the cellophane, is Gwennifer Raymond's Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain. And that album is incredible. You might be saying, Tone, you haven't opened it. How are you saying it's incredible? I've been streaming the heck out of it, waiting for the vinyl to show up, and it is such a good album. I cannot, but I cannot wait to crack open that cellophane and place that little vinyl record on my turntable and just enjoy it for the true analog beauty that it is. You do know that vinyl is the best listening experience ever, from the cover art to the actual placing the record on the platter to the dropping the needle. It's all there. It's amazing. It's the most visceral musical experience, aside from playing guitar, of course. Well, that pretty much wraps up the show for today. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Let's take a quick sneak peek into next week to see what we'll be chatting about. And next week, oh goodness, Guitar Geek gracious. Next week, I'll be giving you my holiday Guitar Geek gift guide. Yes, indeed. I'll be discussing the things that you would buy for a guitar geek that has everything, or maybe that you should be putting on your list as well to help out, you know, your spouse or your significant other, get you a gift that you really want that's guitar related. You know, sometimes they don't buy us guitar gifts because they're not sure. Well, next week's episode, we're going to set the record straight. So I'm going to give you my holiday gift guide for this year next week on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. Oh, and please do this. If you're not following TAC.guitar on Instagram, please do so. If you like the Acoustic Tuesday show, following tack.guitar on Instagram is pretty much like the Acoustic Tuesday show every day. You'll discover new music. You'll see what I'm working on. You'll see pictures of my dogs, maybe some hockey pictures, and some other behind-the-scenes random stuff. So make sure, again, to follow tack.guitar on Instagram. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for being a guitar geek. Remember that your guitar progress, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. So please take the time and invest in your guitar routine because it will pay off big time. Remember Mike G? We talked about Mike G earlier. His routine's paying off big time, and I want you to have a routine that will pay off big time as well. Thank you so much again for joining me today. Remember, guitar geeks unite, and I'll see you next Tuesday on the Acoustic Tuesday show. Cheers. Thank you.